Continuing on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, today's the 17th of June. The Braisa says the following: Echad Beza Shonda B'Shabbos, Echad Beza Shonda B'Yom Tov. Ein Metaltlin Osa Lo L'Chasos Ba Esakli V'Lismach Ba Kriyamita. So the Braisa says it doesn't matter if the Beza was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, regardless, you'd not be permitted to move it, right? Not even to cover an item, and not even to use the egg as a support for one's. So Kriya Mita, although in modern Hebrew we use the word Mita to mean bed, Mita in Rabbinic Hebrew means a, which is probably even in Tanakh, means like a couch, like a sofa, I guess is a better word to use, okay? So,
it sounds like the sense of the eggs stacked from the
right, eggs. Exactly. Okay, so essentially, we see here, and this is what matters. That I don't know. Again, we dealt with this before. Could be not everyone was there then, but I don't want to belabor the point anymore. Was that it's essentially it's moksa. The fact is, it's moksa, right? Just period, done. But okay, well, kafina lasakli bishvil shelo tishaver. You can protect it again. That's not really our issue. Here we go. This is what we care about. Visfeika asura. Meaning, unclear what the suffix is, because it could be interpreted in a few different ways. When the Braisa says feika asura, take if you want pika Rashi for a second, shel zo asura. Meaning, there's something I'm not sure if this egg is asura or not. So feika asura. Rashi continues, he says, Kasagadata Safik Noda Biyamtav, Safik Bachol Asura, Biyamtav. Meaning, I don't know if this egg was laid. Wait a second, I now show up on Tuesday morning of Shavuos. Wait, was this here? I was here yesterday. Was this egg here yesterday too? I can't remember. Right? So it's a Safik. It's a Safik if it was laid before Yamtav, or Safik if it just popped up over the last few hours. That's a Safik, that's what Rashi says. Now, V'im Nis'arva Be'alav. So now this egg, which was a Safik, meaning I don't know when it was laid, then gets mixed into 1,000 eggs, Kulan Asuros, period. Done. Meaning what's Kulan Asuros? All?
The eggs.
All 1,000 or Asur. Okay? That was the... that we've seen that before. Now, we then said this is an issue because we saw there are different ways of explaining about the status of this egg. We saw certain ones that were deraisa, certain ones with their buns. This goes back to the number of the past few blot the Gemara is trying to figure out are based on Shinod Biyamta. What exactly is the issue? What's the problem with it? So if you want to tell me that it's an Isser deraisa, says the Gemara, I understand why this is a problem. Because Safi deraisa the Chumrah. But according to Rabbi Yossi and according to whose other opinion? Rabbi Yitzchak, that it's a Durabanan, and since it's a Durabanan, I understand why it's a Safik Asura. Safik Durabanan should be the Chuda. Okay. Then the Gemara said, well, hold on. Maybe the issue is nothing to do with, is that it came from a Trefa. Oh, Trefa, if it's a Daraisa. So I solve the issue by saying it's a Safik that it came from a Trefa, and we know that anything that comes from a Trefa is Trefa, right? Milk, by the way, this is a big issue. Yeah, exactly, not connected to the Yom Tov at all. Right. That i.e., this egg is laid, and it's laid for... Wait, the chicken. Was that chicken or trefa? It's a safek in the egg. I don't know if this egg is usher. I don't know if the egg is permitted, because maybe it came from a trefa.
Trefas can't give birth, though.
What? Okay, so there's two possibilities. Possibility number one is that... that's exactly the question. That maybe it came from the chicken before it became a trefa. I don't know. I know it's a trefa now. But when was this egg laid? Right? Or you could argue the other one. There's three eggs in front of me. One of them came from a... I don't know which one. Oh, no, that'd have to be the trefa. Sorry, that'd be the second.
Well, maybe just that sort of... that trefa don't give birth is only for animals that are... mammals that give birth, and more like chickens give, legs.
I mean, it appears that it can. I mean, Rashi seems to say it can. Look at Rashi for a second. Look at Safek Trefa. As we said this last time, Safek Nolda Mitarnagolas Trefa. meaning v'la b'yom tov kai, not b'yom tov. I did diary be'isur beitzer irinam ebeha, right? Meaning, if the that's exactly the issue. The issue is, I don't know where this egg came from. Suffolk came from. Okay. Then we also saw last time. Then we had an issue where the Gemara went on to say the following. This is important. We'll pick up from here. I regret not taking my allergy medication this morning. That's part of the allergy medication. You only remember when you start sneezing. So if you start sneezing and you're not home at 10 o'clock, then you're like, oh yeah, I didn't take it. Okay. That, now, where do we find ourselves? We find ourselves in the following. So we said, Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzhak, Mishum Zera Sveka, the Rabbanon. Okay. Sofei Trefa. Oh, the Gemara also wanted to suggest something which is actually going to be today's topic. And that is the issue might be Devar Shusho Matirin. And that is, if it's Devar Shusho Matirin, meaning if... Let's go back for a second. If, let's say, what's the issue with if it was late on Yom Tov or not late on Yom Tov? If it was late on Yom Tov, then that is an issue of Nolad. But even if you want to argue that maybe it's only an Isser Derabanan, so if it's an Isser Derabanan, I mean, why is Sveika a problem? Meaning, again, if it's a... Even if it's a deraisa, that's figa sura. Okay, but now if it's mixing with 1,000 eggs, it should be batel, right? So if I have an egg, even if it's a suffik deraisa, okay, but now if I... What about bitel? The Torah says bitel berov. So if I have an egg... So I understand if it's a suffik, right? I understand if it's a suffik. And therefore, if it's a suffik, if it was laid on... Let's go to our example, Erev Shavuos, or if it was laid on Shavuos, fine, I can't eat it. If I take that egg now and mix it into 1,000 eggs, okay.
Accidentally.
Yeah, of course, accidentally. It rolls down into whatever, like a conveyor belt or something, right? So then how come I can't eat it? All these, you're going to, think about it. There's one egg that's a suffix, mixed with 999 eggs, which are beautiful to eat, and now you're talking all 1,000 can't be eaten? So the reason why the Gemara gives is, davar sheyeshlo matirin. Since it's davar sheyeshlo matirin, that is something which means it's not batel, and therefore you can't eat all 1,000 eggs. Now, how long could you not eat 1,000 eggs for? Oh, okay. So what does the vashal material mean? So here we go. What?
After Yom Tov.
Oh, after Yom Tov, can you eat your egg? That one egg. Let's use the most obvious case. Here's an egg that was vadai later on Yom Tov. Can I eat it after Avdala? Yes. So that's called Devar Shusho Matir, i.e., just wait, tick, 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 tick. We discussed this before too. Chametz on Pesach is a machlokas, which is considered Devar Shusho Matir. On one hand, you'd think, okay, just wait until after Pesach. But the other issue is that, no, next year it's going to be Esser again. So it's a machlokas and Chametz on Pesach, if it's considered, if Chametz is Devar Shusho Matir or not. But enough, I don't want to get into it right now. That's only the Rabbanan. That's why we hold it. If it's a suffix, like these cookies, we say wait 30 days or wait 45 days. Wait till they're sold. That's why you don't have to be so machmir. You don't have to be like, okay, no, it's like really you have to wait 2 months. No. There's a time limit. Once chances are the guy's shelves have been cleared off, you can go buy. Yeah, it's only the Rabbanan. Sorry, the Rabbanan Kudo. So, we don't encourage it, you know what I mean? But and there has to be some realistic chance these cookies were bought already, you know, it's already bought and now been replenished. Whatever that time is, you don't have to go crazy over that time because it's a okay. So, I don't want to get into the whole Chametz on Pesach if it's Devar Shusho material. We touched on it also in the past. But, what's the rationale behind Devar Shusho material? It's not bad though.
Don't rely on bitl unless you have to. It's sort of like bitl is when you're stuck.
You have no other choice. So therefore,
you're waiting the next day. Is it another choice? Is that what I'm saying?
Meaning, if it's your saying, I don't know if this egg came. Let's use the other argument. I don't know if it's from a tree or not. It gets cut in. It gets mixed up with many eggs. You're going to tell me Oh yeah, there it's bittel. Why is it mevatel with 1,000 eggs? Let's say. If it came for trefer not. Well, it's not for some material. I mean, unless I'm able to, you know, how am I ever going to be able to clarify the suffix? I'm stuck. Oh, you're saying when it comes to the varsha material, okay, just wait it out. Just wait a few hours, and then eventually it'll be okay. So Rashi says, take a look at Rashi, the varsha material. So the Rashi is here. See where it says Yishlo Matirin? It's a short Rashi. She yachol ochlachar yontov beheter gamar. Right? That's what we said. So since Rashi seems to suggest, listen, what's the concept of bittel? Bittel means, you know, the very famous, so I don't need to say that. So nice. There's the source of Rashi when it comes to sukkah. The schach. And Rashi says, there's bittel by the schach, it's daf gimel in sukkah. Rashi says, kimi she'eno, as if it's not there. So if you have this one egg mixed in with 909 eggs, if there's bittel, then it's considered nothing. Kimi she'eno, it's not there. Now, it could be, since it's devar shesh lo matirin, as a status of something which, well, it's an eno, because I could eat it tonight, or I could eat it tomorrow, but head there. So it could be that also when it comes to bittel, and this is very important, is that it's also a mind game. For certain things, by the way, devar shesh lo matirin, is that it's not batel, midoraisa midorabanan. Is deraisa din or derabanan din? Deraisa is the mutter?
No.
Yeah. That the varsha material is not bata. In the Torah, remember echa beruba, it's a pasuk. Achay rabim hatas, right? Everything's bata, berov. It's a machlokas. It's worthwhile pointing this out. There's just ABCs of bittul. Bittul is such an important concept in halacha, and it can get complicated. That's why. If you actually think simple, it's actually really not complicated. There's one exception, potentially, of bittel, which min b'mino is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel, famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The example that he uses is dam achatas and dam asayir. What's the example of dam achatas, dam asayir? So on Yom Kippur, Mr. Kohen Gadol takes the... What does he do? He takes the sayir, he shechs it. Takes the dam of a para, and he shechs it. He sprinkles. And then he takes both of them, mixes it up. Now, what's the volume ratio between blood from a sayir versus dam of a para? The para overwhelms the sayir. It should be, I don't know, 200 to 1, 500 to 1. The volume is enormous. You cannot compare the blood of a para to the dam of a sayir. Yet the Torah says, v'hi's a dam of para v'dam of sayir. But the Torah says both. Ask the Gemara, what about bittel? Hello, bittel. Why are you mentioning the blood of the sayer? It's nullified, 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you why. Min b'mino is not bittel. Blood and blood. Okay, so meaning, even though the blood of a goat, right? They should not be, even though they're different types of blood. No, it's still blood.
Then what
would
we mean?
Well, that's an easy one. Apples and oranges. Yeah. We're gonna see a case of fruit.
Yeah, but then so that would be a case where it's bottle.
So again, according to you, we don't hold that way.
Right, but according to this,
according to
an orange falls into a bunch of apples, then it's batel. Like an Asr orange falls into a pile of mutter apples.
So again, if I know which one it is, then I can just take it out.
Right. So min b'mino.
Right. Okay. So the case of min b'mino.
Min
b'she'ino. Min b'she'ino would be something like almost like heterogeneous mixture. So that's very easy. 5 milk. Goes into my cholent and it's all mixed up. Min b'she'eno, right? That'd be a classic example of. But you're right; it has to be totally mixed up,
right?
Or else, if it's discernible, I should remove it, right?
Right.
So if it's the only, if there's only one apple among oranges, I know my apples are, you just remove it, right? That's, the issue is going to be if I then, you know, grind it all up and mess it up, then how you get it? You can't remove the apple, right? So, okay. Well, what's my train of thought? We were talking about, oh, so what do we see from here? That really, bittul is acharov. There might be an exception, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of min b'mino. And by the way, the rationale is also there of taste. That if bittul, when it comes to food items, is about taste, well, blood tastes like blood. There's no, I don't, there's no difference between them, right? Moshe in came when it comes to apples and oranges, when it comes to milk and cholent. Okay, if it's a taste issue, so in theory there should be a different taste, in which case maybe there's a notion of bittul there. Regardless, that's the in our case, we have a case of Vashizumatirin, which is only a derabanan din, midaraisa, it should be bato. The rabbi said, no, just wait 6 hours, wait 10 hours, wait 12 hours, right? Other examples, by the way, of things that are not bato that the rabbis upgraded. Things that are chashuv. Again, what's the psychology behind it? I don't want this to be bato because it's chashuv. This is a very expensive piece of steak that went into my dairy kugel or dairy dish or something. I don't want to be bato. This is right. The very chashuv piece of meat, or you could, right, or devar beria, right, a full complete something. It's not, again, this is psychological because I don't want this to be she'eno. Remember what we said by Svach? Kimi she'eno. It's if it's not here. No. It's chashuv. I don't want psychologically to say it's not here. I want this here. This is
the steak that fell into your dairy farm, it's gone. Like you can't recover anymore.
No, so you'd have to say that it is still discernible. It's still there somewhere. You just don't know where it is. I've seven other different steaks.
Yeah,
or
it's not like you're reluctant to be a bottle and it's going to help you in any way.
Well, let, you know.
You're hurting yourself.
So let's say I have seven pieces of steak in front of me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One is not kosher. So how am I going to say it's still considered a chashuv piece of steak? It's not bottle.
Say that again. How are you going to?
It's not bottle. It's a chashuv piece of steak. Meaning, again, I don't want, right? You see, by birya too. That's the issue, you know, by a full worm, right? A bug. Now, it might not be bato. You should remove it. It has to be removed. It's not bato, right? We have a full grape, right? Full grape. That's also, maybe, you know, not bato. So, okay. So we see that Chazal upgraded certain things. Tavar Shoshal Matirin, Tavar Chashuv, Beria, those things were upgraded from things that usually should be mevada that were not mevada.
That's a different, like,
so you didn't blend in
bugs.
What?
When the bugs are all blended up.
Okay, so all so bugs are blended up, it's not a beria. Right, exactly. That's like why it was done by, it's a suffix if they were there, it was done by a non-Jew, they had no kavana to do it, it was blended up, it was right. It's the miyut, right? That's the term of blended. Not that we encourage blended bugs, but that's the that's the idea behind it. Okay. So let's now read together. You see where the hay is? Chodvar shishol matirin afil beflo bata. Okay. Ella, iamart safek trefa devar shishol matirin. If, again, we're going to combine them. We're going to say, if we're going to tell me that it's a suffix, if it's a trefa, we're going to say, what are we talking about? Devar shishol matirin. This is not devar shishol matirin. We'll never be able to figure out if it came from trefa or not. Veti bata peruba. Should be bata berov. So again, let's go back. That brisa that told us three important points, from our perspective, right? One, that it appears to be Moshe. Two, that there's a suffix. Three, that it's not bato be'alef. What's the case? Because if you're going to tell me that it came from a suffix trefa, it should be bato be'alef. Why tell me it's not bato be'alef? If you're going to tell me that, here's another case. Maybe beitza is chashuvahi, i.e. it was upgraded to in status to chashuva. Remember what I told you? Telling that chashuv is not bato, right? V'lo b'teila. That's only good. Anichel mandamar kosher darker limano shaninu. Ela mandamar es shadarker limano shaninu maika lamema. So, the question is, what's considered chashuv? So here we go. If you sell things and you don't, and you sell things by volume, by weight, a kilo of sugar, no one sells a grain of sugar. right? Everyone sells a kilo of sugar, a kilo of salt, right? You're not sold individually; they're sold by volume. That is something. Okay, that means that it's not chashav. Because if it's so chashav, each grain, you'd say, "Ooh, how much is this grain?" No, no one does that, right? It's not gold. It's not apples are sold individually or by weight.
By weight.
Apples always by weight.
Not always, but.
And just avocados. Avocados are sold individually by weight. What's the answer? Both. You see sometimes sold avocados, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure.
Not sure. You see why it's important? Because what they're trying to say is the following. If you're going to tell me that it, what is the varchash of something which is sold individually, always, that's not batel. Okay. But what about if an item that's sometimes sold by volume and sometimes sold individually, ma'ika lemeima, what are they going to say? How would it be? That's our case here. Right? So again, let's see that inside. So again, if it's kosher dark lumino shaninu, that's fine, because individually, I understand why it's not batel, an egg is sold individually. However, if it's etched dark lumino shaninu, ma'ika lemeimar, right? Sometimes it's sold, sometimes I sell my eggs individually, sometimes by 1 kilo of eggs versus 30 eggs, I don't know, whatever the number is, right? Okay? Let's see. So then, how are you going to explain why this egg is a fil be'elef? It should be batel. Meaning, the question is, what's considered chashav? Does something need to be sold always individually to be considered something which is batel? What about something which is sometimes sold individually and sometimes sold by volume? Right? Is that considered something which is chashav or not? So that's machlokas. If all you need is always something individually, only that's considered chashav? Or even something which is sometimes, is that considered an item which is chashav or not? Machlokas. Okay. And where's the source of this from? So that comes from the next line. Oh, by the way, I just said it is Rashi says too. A fil be'elef lo batel. Sorry, vavagav midoraisa chad b'tzrei batel. Achay Rabbi, I knew right. That's like a very important Rashi, right? Again, a fil be'chad b'tzrei. We know that what should be batel. After all, the Torah says achar b'mhatos. You see where I am, right? A fil be'elef lo batel, right? However, achmer rabbanan ho v'shlamatirim lachar zman lo yochlen lebisser al yedei batel. Don't eat it. Don't eat it with Isser with Bittel, Father. Wait. Right? Again, we said it's a Din Drabana. That's what Rashi here is saying. Rashi is saying it has a Matirin, Acharzman. Don't eat it with Isser. Isn't that interesting how Rashi uses that language? Don't eat it with Isser. Isn't that funny? Even though it's Batel, don't eat it with Isser. Interesting language of Rashi, right? What do you mean, Isser? It's Batel. No. Special Matirin, it's still Isser. Meaning, Isser means you're eating it, you know you're eating something which is forbidden. You're eating all 1,000 eggs. You know one of those eggs is forbidden, right? Nonetheless, wait until tomorrow, wait until tonight, then it'll be okay to do. Okay, so back to what we're saying. So again, so kosher dark luminos, as we'll see in a minute, the people are very makbir on the chashivas, and they sell it individually.
Isn't kol mean you
occasionally sell? Oh, sorry, occasionally sell. Even that people sometimes say some people say that if it's occasionally, some people say that it's still considered chashav enough. Right. Okay. So, says our Gemara, let's go on. What's the source for all this? And I don't want to spend too much time on this again. Okay, meaning this list that we just read is saying the following. It's saying, listen, what happens to these things? Are they batel or not? And the answer is it depends. Some people argue if they're individually, if they're sold by volume always, everyone agrees, they're batel. What about if they're sometimes and sometimes? machlokas. Some argue, no. These are, forget if they're selling this individually. There's only 6 items, or 7 items, or 8 items, that's a machlokas, which are chashuv. Right? Meaning they even disagree on those items that are sold individually. So we see here you have essentially all the shittos under the sun in this Mishnah. Okay? But we see here that there's this concept from our Gemara's purpose for our Beitza. We see there's a machlokas. Forget the opinion that holds only these individually. That's not going to work with an egg, right? But we see there's an opinion that holds that it's all about if it's sometimes sold by weight or sometimes sold individually, those items perhaps is... those items, some of them perhaps, are considered davar chashuv, and therefore they're not batel.
Eggs fall into the category of sometimes and sometimes.
Right, and eggs fall into the category of sometimes and sometimes. And we see that's a machlokas. And that's that machlokas found in our Mishnah, is a machlokas, fire eggs. Okay, and that goes back to the original question. Again, b'tumar Allah. Vitamar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan Meir, and here we go. This is the source for it. Esther Dark Lumino Shaninu, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Meir, Kosher Dark Lumino Shaninu, Anicha, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I understand Rabbi Shimon Lakish, because Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds that what our eggies should be considered aser, because they're not batel, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, how are you going to explain our original brisa from right above at the top that told us, remember the Mesive? The Sfeika is Aser, right? And the Elef is not Batel. So if you hold that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that this should be permissible to eat, because he holds that things that are sometimes sold by weight and sometimes sold individually are Batel, and an egg is an example of that, how you can explain the bright at the top of our page? Back, that's the connection. I'm a Rav Papa, here we go. Hi, Tana.
We're still assuming this is a Sfeik Trefa?
Yes, correct. Seven trefa. Here we go. Amar Papa. Hi, Tana. That Tana who holds that be'elef lo batel is the Tana of the famous case of litrak tzios. Who? Okay, I got to explain. What's litrak tzios? Here we go. Figs. As you learned, I'm sure, at various times in Gemara, figs are like these things that always pop up everywhere, right? They pop up in terms of being... What?
Figs.
Figs. Figs. Figs. What do I mean? What they used to do with figs is they used to take a litra ktsios. Ktsios is a litra is they would take figs and they put them into a circle, and the machine that was put made into a circle were called these ktsios or something, right? A makze or something, right? That so litra ktsios. What they would do is they take figs and they put them into a circle. That circle, ooh, that's a chashuv circle. Not meaning an individual fig, that's a chashuv. But when you take them and you and take 20 or 30, and you squish them in a nice circle, that's chashuv.
It's like
Ugo's Tevela. Ugo's Tevela, right? If you learned, right? The Gemara by El Metzius, right? Same concept there, right? So, i.e., everyone agrees that one is nothing. But you put into a nice ring, ooh, that's chashuv. So what happened? A guy... What?
You have a whole cake.
Right, it's a whole cake, but this is not a cake. I mean, this is meant to... This is for transportation. Right, this is meant for, like, transportation or... I don't... Like, this was not done on a kitchen level. Cakes are done in a kitchen. This is done in field level. Like, right? That's the difference between them. Okay. So again, this goes back. This is the famous case of Chassidus. So there's a lot of information here which is not essential, but there's something which is well known, machlokas, which is worthwhile mentioning. So I'll throw that out there. So here we go. The Amar, Kol Davar Shebiminyan. I.e., anything which is b'minyan means it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's what's the word? Some which is counted is called it's a nominative number. It's a ordinal number. Ordinal, nominal. I should know that. Ordinal. Okay, so ordinal. Fine. It's ordinal. Okay. Thank you. I.e., this is very important. Why? What's going on here? What's the issue with fig? What's wrong with the fig? Why can't you eat figs? What could be an issue with figs? What can make a fig usher? Don't tell me bugs, please. So what's the issue here? Shitas Rashi, very important. And by the way, it's the Rabbanu, i.e., the Litra case, Litra Chasida, it's called the Litra Ktios, is Aser, Midi Rabbanan, Koshekin Daraisa, i.e., our case, which is a Trefa issue, which is a Daraisa issue, for sure would be a problem. Why is our case only a Rabbanan? Rashi says, Rashi. Okay, Shitas Rashi. She says Tana. Tana.
Six lines
on the bottom. So, Rashi. Tana. The Ayre Gabi Litrik Sios. We're talking about Litrik Sios. Damar. Ko Davar. Sheshu Biminyan. Each Litrik Hasid I count. I have one strand. I have two strands, right? No one sells strands by the volume. They go by individually. They're Chashiv, right? The ire betrumos peros drabanan lobata. Shitas Rashi, and I believe Shitas Tosvos holds fruit is only chaya for truma rabbinically. I believe it's Maimonides who holds it's mina Torah deraisa. The Shitas Rashi is that. By the way, what's deraisa? According to Rashi, what's deraisa? Only tegar. Very good. Which is
wine,
wheat, and oil. Those are the only three items that are in the Torah. Yes, what the pasuk says, right? The Torah says those three items. It's only those three items. So Rashi holds it. What about other fruit? You're obligated to do truma midrabanan. So here we go. I made these litra seos. I made these bands of what's it called? Of figs, I made them into nice circles. Ooh, they're chashuv. Now there's going to be a problem because I'm going to put them somewhere, and I can't remember which one is where it's going to be. Right, that's going to be the suffix here. So what do? Okay, kafar is the common. Okay, good. So Rashi again, litra kosher kein beitza, which is trefa, right? Litra ktsios te einim shenis. Isn't it funny that only Rashi now is the fun litra ktsios? But okay. So for whatever reason they got dried out on the field, that was intentional. That's not that I got lazy, I didn't do my job, I did it on purpose. Because by the way, what's the advantage of drying out? What's the advantage of them? They last longer. Very good, they don't have preservatives, right? So you want to sell them in the market, you need to be, or you want to ship them, I guess, you got to dry them out. Yeah, okay. Could you undry them?
I've eaten a lot of dry figs.
Like you couldn't, like if I received a dry fig, I couldn't add some type of water or
inject
some. I couldn't do that, right? I can hydrate them somehow, huh?
I'd be very surprised.
Okay, so basically, just, I guess unless they were grown in your backyard or down the block, you are stuck with eating dry fruit as opposed to fresh fruit. Right, dry fruit is a very short shelf life. A day, 2 days, right? So if you went to market and you bought stuff from the market, unless you bought stuff that were literally taken out the next day or two, you were stuck. I guess that's the... So, they're sold in dry fruit. Okay. And viktsa'an b'miktsoa. They were... See, it's not just cut. They're like cut, pressed, and twisted all in one. Some type of machine of some sort, which cut, pressed, like it turned it into these like round... circular things. I don't know, some type of equipment of some sort. Okay? V'hushim kli, asur lekach. That's what it was called. V'choschin bo uktei te'enim. V'acharkach dorsin otan b'kli eagle. And then they were put into this kli eagle, which I guess gave it, sorry, it's a kli eagle that made it round. Sorry. So you put into miktsoa first, then you did this kli eagle. V'en yibakin yachad, right? They like stuck together. V'nasin kigvina. They were like cheese. Not an analogy that I would use, but okay.
A wheel of cheese.
What? A wheel of cheese, right. That's the idea, that's where it comes from, but you know, I'm not a cheese guy, but okay. V'nikra igule dvela. That's igule dvela. So remember Ilmitzias. So what do you find? What do you find on the road?
Like you're talking about like scattered things?
Scattered, right. No, so what's the find? What are the things you listen to Ilmitzias?
Money.
No, right, money and?
I don't know.
Igule dvela. You find these around and prepare. That's one of the items that are listed. Okay. and then you want to sell them, mafridim b'magrefa u'mochran b'mishkal d'itra. So then you, I guess, so they're made into much larger items, and then you want to sell them, you sell them in these mishkal litras. I guess it's, I don't even know. I guess litra is a measurement, right? Litra is a measurement, right? So a liter, right? I guess that comes right. So again, I guess they're made in igulei dvelas. They're made in these like bundles, and then you sell them per litra, whatever. Okay, that's just interesting how they would sell things in the marketplace in those days. But for our purpose, for our
I guess the wholesaler buys them in cakes and sells them.
Right, right. Again, right. There's like the farmers. What does he do? What is the retailer? What is right? Every guy, right? There's like a little, and then eventually the guy in the market, the guy in the shuk, he buys them in these. Okay, but that's all a technicality. Go back to our Gemara, please. Now here's the issue. So what happened? What did you do? So that's because the einu yodeh beizel igul darsa al piachavis. So I put this litra on piachavis on top of a barrel. Oh my goodness, I don't know which one it is. I have 6 barrels. I have 10 barrels. I have 100 barrels. I don't know which one it is. Or beizel chavis darsa al pi koras. Or I don't know v'nedeh beizel koras darsa. Or I don't know, I forget the barrel. I don't even know what this is. Another type of. Yeah, I'm not even so sure. Oh, so I don't. I put it somewhere on my. Yeah. Sorry. So I don't know what barrel I put it on. I don't know what. Of course, like another place where they store them, right? Like a box of some sort, right? Again, I put them somewhere, and I just essentially can't remember where I put them. Then the best card darza. Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Elazar Amir, Ravina, Le'olam Lo. Wait, what happened here? Oh, sorry. That's what happens when your Gemara says the same page twice. Sorry, my mistake. Omer, Ro ines el yonim kilu hen prudos, vatachtoni malos es el yonos. Okay, so the first opinion says the following. Okay, so the question is, how do you view? Let's just use the one case, right? So you have a lot of them. So if you have, I guess it was almost like a cone, and you put them here and here and here and here and here, and then maybe you'd even have some on the inside, right? That's how you store them. Depends on what item was is where you put your rings. So do you look at it? If you know it's a top part, what can you include to be mevatel it? If I have rings, can I include the whole thing? If I know I put on the top, can I just use the tops? How much can I gardener to be mevatel my ring?
You have like the top layer per each barrel.
Right. Oh, is the top layer per each barrel, or is it? Am I able to use the entire everything? Right. All 6 barrels and everywhere on the 6 barrels. Right. Or the rings that are going on them, because the barrels, I guess, were to hold the shape. So you're like placing them almost like a
like
a reef, like stacks. Right, exactly. Okay, that's what's going on. That's what's going on here. Okay, I'm not sure I'm right. Kol igul v'igul, kol chavis v'chavis. Yeah. So the first opinion is the most megal opinion. It says every single eagle, every single round twisted guy on every single barrel. So there's 100 litrot shochulin, right? So you have 1 of truma and you have 100 of chulin. And echad b'meya is batel. So therefore, if you can gardener all of your reefs, then you'll be able to mevatel them. I need to move on quickly because we're running out of time. Okay? Or do you say ro'in es el yonim ki ilu hen prudos? Or do you say the litra, the top part, as if they are separated, v'tachtonim, and I could then attach them, malos es el yonim, I can count them all. Rabbi Yeshua says, im yesha mea pumin, if you have 100 mouths of them, yalu. Vim lav hapumim asiros v'ashulayim utarim. He says, no, it's like this. If you have the following case, you cannot gardener your stacked ones. The shulayim you can. If you put them in the shulayim in the sides, that's okay. Because your sides are fine. All you know is that you have 100, you have a number of barrels, and the top one's a problem. So if I can't use, so the first opinion says I can use everything, bittul. Second opinion says I could only use the top one. I need to have 100 barrels or 100 cones in order to get 1 to 100, right? The shulayim, what's inside, let's say I also, that's why it's not really a cone, because I also can put them on the inside, it's part of them. It's like a, I guess it's like a barrel, and I put some on the outside, some on the inside, right? The ones that are on the inside, I know for sure it's not a safek, those for sure I'm able to eat. But the ones that are on the rings, no good, because I don't know which one it is. And I can't garden all of them to mevata. Okay?
Yeah.
Those are two opinions. That's one way of understanding the machlokas. The second way of understanding the machlokas is more machmir, meaning the more machmir opinion turns into more makhl opinion, and then there's a super machmir opinion. Let's continue. And you'll see the problem is like the last three words that connect to our topic that we need, but it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Eliezer says, im yishamea pumim yalu vim lav. The pumim asurim vashulayim mutarim. Rabbi Shomer, af. Guess why? Why is it the most macher opinion, i.e., Rabbi Yeshua, holds that what? You cannot do it. Why? Because the answer is, is not bata. So again, we saw two different ways of understanding the machlokas, of our intents and purposes. Rabbi Yeshua's second way of understanding Rabbi Yeshua, which is most machmer, says, they're not batel. They're never batel anywhere. Why? Because these are chashuv, and they're chashuv. Things that are chashuv are not batel. Okay? That's the, for our intents and purposes, that's what we actually cared about. So remember, connect it back to what Rashi was talking about. Our case of what? Our, where we're talking about things that afilu be'alef, it's considered something which you count bat, which is considered chashuv. Because of the way we count it, because it counts, and therefore it's chashuv, therefore it's not batel. Just like by our egg. What is the source of all this? All connected. That's the same machlokas, same issue that's talking about our figs. The same issue that's dealing with our litruktsios. That's why I got that Mishnah. Okay? But we guess we got to learn a nice thing out of it, and that is Trumos, Shitas Rashi, is a Drabanan. Okay. Let's continue. Drasa, and again, same idea. Drasa be'igol. Ve'eno yodebe is eagle darsa. What did I do? I trampled, right? I dress on these with an eagle, right? Again, but it has a lot of different of these litros on them. I don't know which one it is. Divrei kol yalu, because it could all become bata. Why? Because it's very simple. If I'm in the process of just putting them into these sheaves, so nothing's chashuv here. I just have a bunch of figs. So they only become chashuv when I've made them into a nice reef, when I've made them into these litrocasios. Because that's how they're sold. But if I just have like, they're like all over the place and I haven't actually put them in this machine to, haven't done that yet, everyone agrees that they're bata. Why? Because no one counts figs individually ever. Ever, ever, ever. They only attain their status chashivos in their reef. Okay. That's the end. So here we go. So what did we say? Divrei kol hainu peluk sahu. This is, everyone agrees, this is a machlokas. Amar of papa hachikamar. Right? Everyone agrees that what? This is the machlokas. Amar of Papa, Hachi Kamar, the following. Drasa be'igul, ve'nu be'ezim, makum be'igul, oh, I apologize. Yeah, oh, meaning, don't, it's so obvious. Sorry, that last line is no chiddush. Of course, it's no chiddush. Of course, they're not going to be considered something which counts. Therefore, of course, it's bata. Why are you telling me this? That's what this Gemara is going on. So again, divrei kol hainu peluk sahu. This is the machlokas. Amar of papachi kama. This is what we really meant to say. Drasa be'igol. I turned it into. I made it. I placed it in this eagle. Ve'inu yodeh be'ez a makom be'igol drasa. Ila tzvona ila droma divrei kol yalu. Right. That if I have absolutely no knowledge of where I put them, and they were totally stuck with other figs of chulin from all the sides. Meaning, when I have a case where they're totally, they're not made into separate reefs, but they're like almost stacked on top of each other. So you might, there's a havmina to think, oh yeah, but you kind of place them down. Maybe they have chashiva status. The answer is no. Because the definition of litra chasidah is that it has to be totally bound and in a separate entity. If they look like one full blob of figs, then we consider it's not any keres, it's not considered anything which is discernible, and everyone agrees that it is bata. Okay, done. Okay, this ends our sugya that we've been with the Varshish Lomaterian and then chashivas. Everything we see here, there's the conclusion is yes, there's a machlokas. We agree. How do we explain that case? Going back to our original brisa that we started with at 10 o'clock, the original case was we know that it's a safek, we know that sfeika is asura, we know that not just that, that if it's, and it's not bato. What's our conclusion? Oh, very simple. We could say it's davar. We said originally, davar shesumatirin, perhaps. The second thing we said was, no, maybe it came from a trefa. The problem with a trefa is that, well, wait a second, if it's a safek, how come be'alef lo batel? Should be batel. Answer is, maybe it is considered chashuv. But not everybody holds that it's considered chashuv and achinami. It's only according to the opinion that says that it's considered chashuv would be in fact be batel. Okay?
So there's no batel by eggs.
So again, if you hold the Devar Shishlo Materian, everyone agrees there's no bitta, a Devar Shishlo Materian. But if you hold that it comes from a trefa, if it comes from a safe trefa, even be'elef lo bata, why not? It should be batel. The answer is, right, should be an egg, should be batel in 1,000 eggs. The answer is Devar Chashuv. An egg is Devar Chashuv. It's not batel. Who holds that's the opinion that we, meaning that's the opinion of our Mishnah, and that's just like lined up with everybody that we saw, right? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, right? All those shitos that we saw hold that way. In Achinami, the opinion that would hold another way, that says that an egg is not chashuv, in Achinami may be permissible to eat. But the Gemara says, I'm going to actually flip it around. We just wanted to do it 5 minutes. I could do two more lines here. It's worthwhile doing. And Rav Ashi says, the olam safik yom tov, that's for Rav Ashi, he's going to tell me, you know what? Let's actually play it out nicely. The olam safik yom tov safikho. That's really going back to our original statement. That what's the issue with this egg? I actually don't know when it was laid. It was laid on yom tov, laid on chol. The vayishom atirin. The kol davar shleishom atirin. Afidim midirabanan lobatel. So it's funny. We actually never said that. We suggested it. The Gemara actually never played it out. This is the first time Rav Ashi actually says that, you know what the problem is? What's the issue with our egg? Second opinion. First opinion said that maybe it's a safek trefa. Why isn't it batel? It's not batel because it's chashuv. I have another answer. My second answer is, I'll tell you the problem is, safek nolda b'yamtav, safek nolda b'cho. Why isn't it batel? It's not batel because davar shlishlo materin afilu midirabanan. It's not batel. Those are the shitas that we see. Why? What's the problem? Going back to the original brisa, that's the issue. Yeah.
The egg is safek derabanan.
Yes.
So what?
Because
being a batel,
because
right away.
What?
But it's why, but, is it? Why is it asra then?
Because davar shlishlo materin afilu be'elef lo batel.
Yeah, but even if
it was, so I have an egg. I don't know. I don't know if this egg was laid. Was it ate on erev yom tov or yom tov?
Yeah.
Safek. Then this egg gets mixed into 1,000 other eggs.
Right, but even before it gets mixed in, it's a safek derabanan.
Yeah, so derabanan.
It's mutter.
No, because vayishom matirin. Vayishom matirin is not about that. Oh, you're saying why you need that second stage for even?
Yeah, even before it gets mixed in.
So again, so you'd think that maybe if it gets mixed in with 1,000 eggs, it should be permissible. Maybe that. I mean, when it's by itself, I understand why it's derabanan. So you'd think that now, okay. When it's laid, it's only a derabanan issue. The vayish shishlo matirin, machmir. Wait till the end of Yom Tov. But if it gets mixed with 1,000 eggs, it should be mutter. The answer is no. It still sticks. The davar shleishlo matirin still sticks, even mixing with 1,000 eggs. By itself, okay. But you'd think with 1,000 eggs, 999 eggs, it should be mutter to eat. It's only derabanan.
Yeah,
the answer is no. So the rice.
I assume that
davar shleishlo
matirin is only as far as regards to bittel. But what you're saying now is that the whole reason it's usher in the first place before it gets mixed in is because it's davar shleishlo.
Yeah, materian. Meaning, again, I have an egg. I show up to my chicken coop at 6 o'clock in the morning to have a fresh egg. I get there. I'm like, oh, wait a second. This egg, I think, I saw this egg yesterday. So I guess I can have it today. Oh, wait a second. Did I not see it? I can't remember. Did I take that egg in the end or not take the egg in the end? I can't remember. So it's a suffix if it was laid on Yom Tov or not Yom Tov. Don't eat it. Why? It's a suffix. The answer is, usually a concept would be a suffix, the Rabbanan, but cool, eat it. The answer is no. Davar shishu matirin, you can't eat it. Oh, okay, but now if it gets mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, you should be able to eat it. It's only a derabanan. The answer is you still can't eat it. Why? Derabanan. Even be'alef lo bata. That's what you have to, right? It's the, I understand what the first one is. Okay, davar shishu matirin. But the chiddush is that even mixed in with 999 eggs, the derabanan still sticks. And you have to wait until Motzei Yom Tov to eat it. But there's 1,000 here. Come on, bata, berov. The answer is no. Because, by the way, we know that's true. If it's language to Savit Rabbanan, we usually say, meaning, Savit Rabbanan, sometimes we're going to argue, we'll say, don't eat it. Right? What would be a case we'd say, Savit Rabbanan, don't eat it, and then the Aleph, you could eat it? So there are certain things, like muksa is a good example, because you could argue muksa or if it's, but certain things we said before is almost we treated like a deraisa, king deraisa, right? We said that by nolad, right?
If you want to run over by a few minutes, I can't start at 11. I need to take a phone call.
Oh, okay.
At 11, it turns out. So
yeah.
If not, not.
Yeah, no, I got to leave it. Well, right. It's 11:02, but I can take a couple more minutes.
I have to start my shiur about 5 to 10 minutes late. I apologize.
Okay. So if what does it add? That's why this has to be chiddush, because you'd think that generally speaking we'd say safek derabanan lekula. Now we're saying it's not lekula because it's davar chashuv. Because it's davar sheshel matirin. You think be'alef would be batel? No, we're still going to say that it's asr to do. That's bechiddush. That's what Ravashi is saying. Filu b'rabbanan lo batel, right? I mean, it's not on that individual egg. It appears the b'rabbanan lo batel is on all 1,000. But that's what Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, no? Where's Ravashi? Here. Here, dekatane. Here, let's do Rashi together. Hadekatane v'sveika asur safi yom tov safi chok amar. V'dekasha lon the Rabbi Yosef or Yitzchak safi derabanan who? Lekula. Right? I mean, again, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, it's only a derabanan issue that we said before. Achi azlin and lechum ho of yishlom atir in the machar. That's actually a good point with Dave. I should add that in. Rashi is telling us, remember according to Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, remember it's Gzera Mishum Mashkin Shizavu or Peros and Oshrim, remember that? So why can't you eat it? Because Mashkin Shizavu or Peros and Oshrim. You would think, okay, so in the Ramana, why can't you eat it? Mm-hmm. The answer is because just wait until the end of Yom Tov. There you go. That's exactly it. That's the case is Drabanan. And this is a case of a derabanan, and that you can't eat it. You'd think that you should be allowed to eat it if it gets with 1,000 other eggs. The answer is no. That's the chiddush.
It's also a chiddush that we applied derech yishlom matirin to the case at all, even before.
Right. Right. Meaning not if it was suffering no beyond of suffering not no beyond of. Even I mean this because Rav Ashi is saying I can fit all 4 shitas because you have to say that I can fit all shitas into. This brisa, how do I fit all she does in this brisa where the suffix is aser and the aleph lo ba'atel is aser? Answer would be, I can fit it according to using mashkin shazavu peros and oshrim. How? Because I'm going to say that it's aser for the day of, and I'm going to tell you something even greater. Even if it was 1,000, I still can't eat it. Why? Because that's how powerful. Davar Shayisha Matirin is that it places this egg in a status of Isser Durabanam, but it's still Aser until after Yom Tov. You'd think, so again, by the way, think about it. It's Xera Asheba Mashkin Shizavu. Safig Mashkin Shizavu is Aser. Safig Mashkin Shizavu mixed in with 1,000 eggs is still Aser. Right? That's what it comes down to. I think that's important to remember. So again, remember, Xera Mashkin Shizavu or Xera Peros and Oshrin. It's suffik and mixed in with 1,000 eggs, or all usr, albeit the rabbanon, but still usr. That's how far we go, according to Rav Ashi. Nothing to do with chashuv. Unless you argue, but I mean, unless you argue the Varshlo material, perhaps is a chashivas thing too. Meaning, just wait until tonight. But it doesn't apply to something which tonight will be okay. So we discussed that before. What's the rationale behind Varsha Materian? Rashi says, because wait till tonight, wait till tomorrow, and eat it. Right? Okay. That's very good. Let's go ahead, everybody.